The Story of Bede. Many years ago, a little boy was brought by friends to some good monks who lived on the banks of the river Wear. His name was Bede, and he was a very quiet, gentle lad. He seemed quite alone, for both his father and mother had died of a sickness that carried off many of the people. The little boy had no one left to care much for him. The monks were kind men, and they took charge of little Bede and began to teach him many things. One good man, who was known as John the Chanter, taught him to sing. John had a fine voice, and he sang so sweetly that many people came to hear him. Some of the monks removed to a new house at Jarrow on the Tyne, and they took with them the little boy, Bede. He was very useful to them, and they all loved him. He worked in the garden and in the fields round the house. He was very fond of his books, and he helped the good monks to sing in the church. In his day, a great sickness broke out in the country. Large numbers of people died, while others were very ill. At one time, so many of the monks were ill that there was only one old man and the little boy, Bede, left to do the daily singing in the church. These two went through every part of the service. The old man sang one verse, and the little boy another. It was their duty, and they did it well. When they were in good health, all the monks did some work or other. John, with the young Bede, liked to go and gather in the corn after it was ready. They had to feed the lambs and calves and to bake the bread. And then, says Bede himself, "I took pleasure in learning or teaching or writing something." The head of the house in which Bede lived at Jarrow was a wise man named Benedict. He loved books and had many of them. Every time that he went to France or to Rome, he came back with some books of great price. Young Bede could always find some good book to read, and when his work was done, he would go to the window that looked over the wide river Tyne. Here, in the quiet hour of the evening, he would read and store his mind with knowledge. His master would smile when he saw how eager the boy was to learn. Other wise and clever monks were also glad to help him, and they taught him all they knew. In that way, the boy became quite a great scholar. Bede not only wanted to learn himself, but was very willing to help others. He was known as a very great teacher. His school was large, for no less than 600 young men were under his care. He liked his work and was quite happy with his simple life. He never wished to travel or to leave Jarrow, but it is said that many people in other lands wanted to see him. He was asked to go to Rome, but he never went very far from Jarrow. In those days, there were many kings in England. The king who ruled in the north, where Bede lived, was very fond of learning. He also liked clever men, and was so friendly with Bede that he asked him to write a book in which he told the story of his own land. This book has come down to us, and from it we learn how the English of those days lived and how they came to know the true God. At that time, Jarrow must have been rather a nice place. The river was clear and wide. The noise of the sea could be heard, and in the large house there was always a welcome for strangers. No wonder that many people came there to see Bede and to read his books. These books were carefully copied by others and used in the schools of England and other countries. Bede wrote 45 books during his life, so he must have worked very hard. He was so much loved that men spoke of him as the most dear master.